It's May 28th, 2011, and it's time for me to teach you how to Douglas. A trailer for the second part of StarCraft II, entitled Heart of the Swarm, was leaked today, and it definitely has the gaming world abuzz. The trailer has Raynor and Nova, a team of soldiers, going after Sarah Kerrigan. The only other thing I can tell you folks is to keep tuning in for more info on it in the coming weeks leading up to E3. Sony has confirmed that work on a future platform to follow the PS3 is already underway. Sony Executive Vice President Masaru Kato made the revelation on a conference call to investors earlier this week. However, Kato made sure to stress that Sony wasn't even at halfway point in PS3's lauded 10-year plan. Meanwhile, Nintendo has plans to formally unveil their new console, codenamed Project Cafe, at E3 next month. After 15 years of wondering whether we'd ever live to see the day, Duke Nukem Forever is finally finished with development. That's the news that was given by 2K Games announcing that long-awaited game has been completed, leaving only for the game to be mass-produced and released. Duke Nukem Forever and its journey to store shelves is legendary, says creative director of 3D Realms, George Broussard. It's an epic tale of four game development studios that banded together and did the unthinkable and shipped the unshippable. In the timeless words of Duke Nukem, it's finally time to come get some and come be a part of gaming history. Call it fate, an act of God, or whatever, but according to Variety, David O. Russell has backed out being the director of the Uncharted movie. Thank God. According to Variety, Russell's departure from the project was over creative differences with Sony. Despite it all, Sony will continue development of the project, even though they'll basically have to start from scratch. If this ends up having Nathan Fillion as Nathan Drake, I'd be happy. But if this movie were to never see the light of day, you won't see me complaining. I'm your friendly thief in the night, and that was me feeling the news at you. Look it up. Next up, Community Service with In Control, Merc with a Mouth, and me, the thief. In Control?
Yeah?
Merc?
Hi.
Thief?
Yeah.
Sniper?
Yep.
Cards and Dice?
Yep.
I hereby sentence you to 45 minutes to an hour of Community Service.
Oh, fuck!
Community Service, like we said, this is In Control. I'm here with the Thief and Merc with a Mouth. We've got a couple of new faces here tonight. We've got Sniper. Sniper, say something.
Hi, guys.
Let the community get acquainted with your sexy voice.
My very sexy voice.
You're the only one, like the only communitarian, I think, that hasn't been on an audio post yet. Because our other guest tonight is Cards and Dice.
Cards. Hello.
And we did the Mirrored in BC.
I believe that was the
Yeah, everybody else has gotten their little claim to fame already, except for Sniper.
I was born
because you're not supposed to hear the
Sniper. We finally got him. That camping bastard.
So, StarCraft 2. The new one.
How are you feeling about it?
Heart of the Swarm?
Yeah.
Oh, can't wait, man. It'll just give me more playtime out of a game that I've played probably too much already.
What do you rank?
Depends on what I'm playing. Most recently, I've been playing with this one kid, and he's really bad, but I still have fun because he's one of my friends, you know. So we're bronze, 2v2.
Oh, no.
But we're at the top. We're number one.
Oh,
so
ready to get out.
Single player, or 1v1, I'm, like, gold usually, And I'm a Diamond 4v4.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool. What's everybody else been playing this week? Anything?
I actually just beat the campaign for Black Ops again.
Oh, cool.
That's, like, honestly, that's probably the first Call of Duty where I've really cared about anything while I was playing it. But, I mean, it was pretty cool. I didn't have any problems with it.
Or, yeah, I haven't sat down and done the Black Ops campaign. I did the, I think I did Ghost of Modern Warfare.
Nice.
All the way through.
I've been playing through Portal 2 so I can finally finish it up.
Oh, nice. I haven't heard.
So you can get everybody's references?
Okay. I'm in college. I haven't had the time to play. Didn't have access to it, so.
Yeah, he didn't have access because, like, the PlayStation Network was down.
I'm on Chapter 8 right now. I just got to the start of Chapter 8.
Pete, as soon as that was up, we actually had to get him Portal 2.
And now, since I got home, I'm working on and off daily. So I don't have a lot of time, but I'm playing as much as I can because I want to finish it before Shadow of the Damned comes out.
You're still slow.
How long did that take you to beat?
I got it the day it came out. I got it from Amazon for PS3 because I wanted the PC version. And then I played single player on the PS3 that night and then the following morning, and I'm pretty sure I beat it then.
For me, that entire week, I had Mortal Kombat. That when that came out, and they both came out the same day, and then that Saturday I got it, and probably that Tuesday afterward I beat it, just because I had a bunch of different things going on with work and whatever, but I think I came into school late, and I beat it right before I had gotten into school. The ending is sweet.
Cards, been playing anything new?
Well, not really anything new. I've been playing a lot of old stuff. Actually, just this week, I found my old gray brick of a Game Boy, like the original Game Boy.
Oh, yes!
I've been playing Mortal Kombat.
That's awesome.
Straight up Sub-Zero all day, every day.
Cards and I actually got run out of a League of Legends game today by the worst lag in the history of lag.
We were owning FaZe, too. We had, like,
I
had, like, 6 or 7 kills.
I was 7-0.
Yeah.
I was 7-0.
I was 0-7, but some of those kills should have been mine. Well, 0-0-7.
Yeah. All 7-7. Yeah, then that was terrible. We had the tower down and everything. We were ready to push.
And then it's like, hey, you know what the network's doing? Nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like, funny.
Still not working very well.
Yeah.
It's like on and off. I have no idea what happened to it, though.
So. I'm still traumatized.
Yeah,
I can have flashbacks.
You do. I went to Friday Night Magic this week, and I realized that Magic is not the same everywhere as it is in Olean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was actually
people know how to play.
They're actually good players there. I was terribly embarrassed.
Wow.
Yeah, I went 0-2 and drop. I was like,
that's
nuts. I couldn't even stand being there. Yeah, it's pretty awful.
Well, I mean, I understand you had some kind of bad luck with your packs too.
Yeah, but still, I mean, like. I guess that's the whole point of being a good drafter is, like, getting rid of that luck factor.
You think white would be a safe bet, especially while it's always a safe
bet. I know, right? In this format?
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
No Kipkin?
I got stomped.
Yeah.
So what other new stuff? Oh, I'm sure you're excited for DNF.
I actually, just this week, pre-ordered the Balls of Steel edition.
He had me on it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I had to pre-order it for him. So I mean, I'm sitting there on my Amazon.
You can't see it, but I'm slow jerking all over.
Yeah,
it was actually kind of fast.
You don't let him touch. What are you doing?
He's gonna cross the streams.
But honestly, I think that's I played Duke Nukem 3D as a kid, and not really as a kid, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And we waited 14 years for this to come out. I mean, I might as well. And it's got the special edition. I'll probably be putting. That'll probably be our first video. I'm going to put that up and...
The unboxing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to unbox it for everybody.
So you guys have that to look forward to?
14 years and probably still all the depth of Farmville.
To quote Office Space, I wouldn't say I've been waiting.
Well, I have, so fuck all of
you. I'm pretty sure Thief is the only one who's excited for this.
Yeah, it's true.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We'll get a video out of it.
Yeah. Nice. More content.
Pixar didn't happen.
Exactly. Uncharted movie? I haven't really followed the Uncharted games, so I can't say I give a fuck.
The Uncharted games, like, they're definitely as much as everybody, like, makes them out to be. They're so good, but, I mean, you would know, like,
Oh, yeah, I think I'm the only one here with PS3. Yeah, well, besides...
Well, you and I.
Thief recently got a PS3.
Oh, I recently?
Mean, I, oh, recently, that makes
it... He's not at my rank I just yet,
you go rich!
But, yeah, I think the majority of people have played Uncharted, and it's pretty badass. I'm not sure about the movie. I'm always excited for movies, no matter how bad they are, it's still really cool to see your favorite characters in a different perspective, mm-hmm. even if the movie sucks balls. Like, I'm pretty sure at least one person liked the Mario movie, and maybe.
No,
maybe.
They didn't. They didn't.
They did. And then they killed themselves later.
Oh, yeah. No.
We don't know that. We don't have the stats to make that.
Yeah. All right.
But it's probably true.
Yeah, I know one probably. Person liked Max Payne, and I don't understand why, but he definitely did.
I saw that.
Actually, Cloverhoof.
I saw the first half.
Cloverhoof loves Max Payne.
Max Payne didn't suck.
Yes, it did.
It wasn't that bad.
Yes, it did.
Were you with us when we rented that for a dollar from Family Video?
Yeah, you probably wanted your dollar back.
Was that when we watched, like, The Punisher, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is that the same weekend we watched Push?
It's not
I hope bad. Not.
That is just a horrible
weekend.
What
are you doing to yourselves?
That's not the worst that our movie watching is now.
No, oh, wow. No.
Was that a drinking game or
we
something?
We watched Monos.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the movie Titanic 2?
Oh, no, I haven't,
you
and I will not.
Heard of it.
I will not.
You'll cry.
Did you know there's a sequel to Mean Girls? It's a
Poor
TV movie.
It's slightly better girls.
Oh, I've seen part of it. It's just stupid. Like, I'll be honest, the first Mean Girls is actually pretty funny.
Don't even lie. Nobody can lie to this.
Like,
Mean
Girls care ambitious young women? Like,
what's
the concept? Are they in college now? Or?
No, they're still in high school.
No, it's not the same women. It's
they're trashy bitches.
Stupid people.
It's these new girls. They're trashy bitches.
So Sex in the City?
Basically.
Yeah.
With high school shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just brought in new characters and it sucks so much.
It was made on the ABC.
Well, Lindsay Lohan got less hot, so I don't care anymore. So.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that the chick who looked like a dyke in that movie is basically super hot now.
This is the politically correct person.
Yeah, politically correct. I'm sorry about that, everybody. Forgot we have lesbian viewers out there.
There are a lot of lesbians who read our gaming blog.
We love it.
We have the lesbian gamer demographic is huge.
It's in control.
Yeah. Oh, man. You guys are
I'm so clever
quirky
sometimes.
Yeah.
But did you have any other gaming news, Steve, that we haven't talked about yet? We talked about the movie, we talked about Duke.
One thing I do know is, you know, everybody knows that I'm a big Mortal Kombat fan. And you know how, I don't know if you guys heard about it, there was a GameStop commercial, but I mean... They're coming out, like, you know how they had the classics? If you pre-ordered at a certain place, there were so many pre-ordered. Like, if you pre-ordered at GameStop, you got Scorpion's classic, his classic suit with his classic fatality. If you pre-ordered on Amazon, you got Reptile's classic fatality. Somebody on eBay bought Reptile for $50, the classic.
Oh.
And guess what? Now, it's coming out, all of them, I think it's... All original eight are going to be, they're going to be $5. All of them.
Jeez.
They're all DLC for $5. And it's, and they all have Reptile, Sub-Zero, Scorpion, and I think Melina's classic fatality. I'm not sure, but, I mean.
Who cares about Melina?
Yeah, no.
Hey.
Hey, our lesbian gamers probably are all about Melina.
Dude, I would tap that, all right?
So what are lesbian gamers?
Yeah.
are there lesbian gamers?
I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm just saying they all read our blog.
Yeah, they totally
and
do.
And listen to it.
But they don't ever fucking comment.
They're the ones that like Metabots.
Talking to you, lesbian gamers.
Yeah, there's
comment
a
on this.
15 to 38 people a day who search Metabots. I tried searching Metabots, couldn't find our site.
Yeah, we looked through like 8 pages of Google or something. But somehow, Metabots just got so many in.
Yeah, how does that work?
I've talked to In Control, and we think we might become a Metabots fan site just
yeah.
because you get so many hits.
Just
for
by
putting,
tagging it.
You tag Metabots, everybody, just
isn't
if you
that
own a blog,
Metabot?
Yeah, just, just tag Metabots in your blog, and you're guaranteed at least 100 views a day, so.
Yeah, I'm actually going to tag it in this post if you don't.
We definitely should.
Oh, I will.
It gets mentioned at least 5 times.
I want to mention
Metabot.
In legend,
so like
everything
10.
I do know.
And we'll post it with a picture of Metabot because, you know, like half the people that come and search the article that includes Metabots on the site actually end up clicking on the picture, which I'm guessing they're either downloading it or maybe looking at it, but some people want to look at pictures of Metabots.
Oh, they're doing that must be why I couldn't find it, because I was looking at
it's probably a Google image.
You're right next to Cards and Dice. What are you doing?
Don't slow jerk next to Carson.
This is why people are doing the Metabots picture. This is what you do in the Metabots picture.
I'm driving around a town. And I'm going to tell boss. I get a dick in my ear.
Boss!
Oh, though I found a great game yesterday. Has anyone... Oh, you already know what it is. Have you guys seen the video Nyan Cat or heard of it at least?
Yeah,
oh,
my. Robot Unicorn and Nyan Cat.
Yeah, someone took the Robot Unicorn attack game that came out like last year, and they put the Nyan Cat into it. It's a magical game. Just the whole time you still get the nyan-nyan-nyan-nyan-nyan-nyan-nyan. You collect all these different sweets, you break down pieces of lettuce. It's just a priceless game.
One person, they're leeks, not lettuce. Come on, Chef.
I don't care.
Where's your culture?
Oh,
someone
sorry.
Never had Farfetch'd.
Haven't you had Farfetch'd?
Yeah, Farfetch'd has a leek, come on.
I just know Farfetch'd because he was the jerk bird that you had to find and he's hard to catch.
Oh, he's not hard to catch.
No, whenever I try to get him.
I only recognize the original 150.
Yeah, pretty
Farfetch'd
much.
Farfetch'd is in the original.
I know, I'm just putting that out there right now.
All right, and I'm putting it out there right now. That black and white shit, surpassed get it out. Red and blue. You heard me.
I haven't played him yet.
Piplup looks like a penis.
Diglett has a tooth. Yeah, he
oh,
does.
Oh, that's terrifying.
If you think of it...
Wait, no.
You sound no, it's the gleam on the nose.
If you
looks
pretend
like
it's a mouth, you can never unsee it.
No. You can't. I tried.
That he's just got this, like, slack-jawed look.
Sniper showed me it, and I was like, oh, for the love of Christ.
Have you guys seen, like, the picture that has, like, Diglett to Dugtrio, and, like...
Yeah.
Like, it's, like,
yeah.
Evolution, where's your god now?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
That's pretty good. Alright, so on to stuff that we actually were going to talk about. What do we have on the schedule for this week?
We have got Zombie Plans and Morality of Games.
And we're discussing a new store that opened in Geneva.
And for one, I think we had like one piece of content.
Not one piece.
This week. Oh no, your Grand Prix, you're on the website.
Oh yeah. I didn't actually post that to the website, but there's a link to my examiner page from the website, so you can get to that. Yeah, it's Grand Prix. There's a Grand Prix Kansas City trial in Rochester, New York. At Millennium Games over the past weekend. I covered it for examiner.com, so if you want to go see some match coverage. I actually haven't finished posting the coverage from it yet because it's a pain in the ass to write sealed deck coverage. It's just like one of the most tedious things you'll ever do doing play-by-play for Magic. but if you wanted to read that, then click all the ads, and then read it again, click more of the ads.
Yeah, right.
If you just don't even have to read it, just leave your browser open to it, just walk away, like make yourself a sandwich. go to sleep, have a coma, whatever.
Have
you
a coma. And trailer trash this week for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Doesn't even matter what, like, the trailer doesn't have to be, it's just like Modern Warfare 3.
No, pretty much. Dude. Like I said, pretty much every jock douchebag just looked at that trailer and just started beating off.
Well, so glad I don't have a cross-album baseball players anymore.
That was awful.
The original reveal trailer, what was just like...
It had America,
foreign language.
France.
Yeah, it was like a foreign language, and then the Modern Warfare 3 symbol popped up. That was honestly better than the most recent one.
No, I definitely say that the most recent one was sweet, but it's just, like, what did you get from seeing America, France, Germany?
See, but
like,
it's
America!
Like,
I got a list of countries.
I mean, it may not be the greatest, but when you go to the, when you go back to the first, or the most recent one, I guess, it's just so horrible, except for like the one part where they're driving a boat, and maybe when they're scuba diving.
No
like,
way!
There's a subway car, and it's flipping down a tunnel, and it hits like one pillar. I mean, oh, a pillar!
Like, okay, the guy
that probably could have been integral to the structural soundness of that building.
Okay, when I go and play the actual game, if like we're in like an underground room or something, and there's one pillar in the middle, then maybe it'll be exciting, but
the thing
then,
is, I feel like that is definitely going to be one of the best parts of the game, but
destroying pillars?
No!
You get achievements for that? Destroy children?
You're on it! For those that haven't seen the trailer, go see it. But if you haven't, it's basically like you're going down under... It's under England, actually. It's in like a London subway. Okay. And you're going through... There's some dude on like a four-wheeler and he's chasing the subway. I can't think of what I'm trying to say.
The train?
Train. Yeah, thank you. Wow.
The underground?
but he's chasing it. That looks like a really epic part of the game. And a dude deflects a car with his hand, right?
He doesn't deflect
the car. He totally does.
No, he reaches up to, like, the car's about to hit him, and then it flips over.
You're totally
wrong. Wait, I don't think I understand the part where he's chasing the subway train. I'm pretty sure, like, New Yorkers do that.
That's nothing special
for me. Oh my god. Hey, this is in London, though. This is in New York.
Then they're just doing with a British accent.
I did that in London once. I did not feel that special.
It's got the Benny Hill theme to it, then. Whatever.
It's okay, I did not have the Benny Hill theme going with it. Okay, we're good.
Some kid got mad at me, though.
But,
so
honestly,
he was mad at me today.
The thing is, like, it got me hyped, but at the end of the day, it has three different developers, and it's not Infinity Ward who's developing.
But it's Raven, and Raven's the best.
Oh my god, Raven.
Actually, Raven is hit and miss, I'll correct that, but when they hit, they hit
hard. And the thing is, or they hit or they miss. And plus, it's three different developers. I believe Raven's only working on the multiplayer.
Which, all that matters in a Call of Duty game is the multiplayer.
From 1 to 5, how many gamer boners do you have for this?
5.
None.
Probably a 3.5. Little chub.
Yeah, semi.
they're called E-peens. Obviously, Cards is not familiar with the internet gamer slang.
I'm sorry.
1 to 5 E-peens.
It's okay. You're a rook, man. You're a rook. You gotta earn your stripes.
No, but the Call of Duty's have been getting progressively better, minus World at War.
Yeah, so, pretty much.
I've prestiged, I think, once more each new game. So they take up more and more of my time, which I hope means they're better, and I'm just not, like, addicted to...
Pretty much.
Black Ops is cool.
You
may just have fewer friends.
What's that?
I thought Black Ops sucked compared to Warfare 2.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm very serious.
Oh, my God. So I thought that Black Ops was the best out of all of them.
Yeah, so Bobby and I thought it went more classic with their, like, how you fight. It was less realistic. I mean... Who has an RC car on a battlefield?
But I mean, the thing is, people are starting to, like we discussed last week with the Uncanny Valley, like, were you trying to say something?
Oh, no, we were agreeing that we would use an RC car in battle.
Oh,
I wouldn't
even
have a bomb attached to it. I wouldn't.
Okay, but no, it's like Toy Story.
How distracted would they be to be like, what's going on?
Is that my kid? Where's my kid?
It's 11 p.m. Do you know who your kids are?
I thought, like, the thing is, sometimes you have to escape reality if you really want to go that far. And if you play the campaign, you're kind of doing it as well.
Yeah.
Also, somebody tried to tell me that you killed JFK. That is totally wrong. You were wrong.
You
almost
figured
I'd tell you.
Oh, not JFK.
No, not JFK.
It's Kennedy. Right?
JFK is John F. Kennedy.
God. Oh my god, I'm so stupid.
Do you know how mad people would get if you were the one shooting John?
You thought you were talking about James Franco's kid.
James Franco's kid. Those are the same letters.
Because that's what you abbreviate JFK for. James Franco's kid.
If you think about the kid, he's gonna be so awesome, you know it. Something that you do.
He'll get the nickname JFK. Doesn't get wise.
We're talking about killing him. Add James Franco to the list of people who don't like him.
We're already upset. Dude, somebody in
the right side. We're on the good side of Frank James, though.
That's right, his evil twin.
Yeah.
Can James Franco sue us this week, maybe?
Yeah. I really hope he does.
The thing is, James Franco, he wasn't even around at that time, so that's just crazy.
He can be a time-traveling warrior.
He is, actually.
He's like the dude in
He's a renaissance man.
He's undoing wrongs and questioning.
Hey, he was around early on. He's in Freaks and Geeks. He played in what, the 70s? See, he's there.
He's been all over the place.
Wait. He's the Highlander.
Wait, what's Freaks and Geeks?
There can only be one Highlander.
It's a TV series.
Shut up.
It's awesome.
I think I've heard of it.
Right? Wait, really? That was a real thing?
What? Yeah. You've got to watch it. It's so good.
What?
I do you think
I thought he was kidding about not knowing what Freaks and Geeks was.
I don't know what Freaks and Geeks is.
Oh my god! I'm 90% sure I know what it is. Is it about, like, a bunch of kids in high school? Or...
Oh, that's a tough guy.
I don't fucking know.
People laugh!
Is it a comedy?
Is there lines?
There are situations?
It sounds like a horror. Do people feel awkward at times in this situational comedy called Freaks and Geeks? I'm just wondering.
It sounds like a horror movie to me, guys.
Our younger communitarians, and pretty much anyone who hasn't seen that, you should definitely check it out.
How long has that been around? I've, like, definitely heard of it.
It was around. Like, well, yeah, it was probably, like, James Franco and what's-his-face Seagulls?
Steven Seagal?
No, not Steven Seagal. The guy in,
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel. It's probably their breakthrough.
Seth Rogen was in it.
Seth Rogen was
what?
In it.
What?
Seth Rogen?
Yeah,
I know. Actually, right? I think I you have heard of him. Yeah. Now that you say about it. Now that you talk about it. It sounds pretty good.
It is.
I remember all three of those dudes, like, they said that they were going to be the next big thing or something about it, and
they actually pretty much are. Except
holy
James
shit.
James Franco was also a goddamn genius. Yeah. And this kid, who you try to kill, in Call of Duty, probably also
oh, man.
So, zombie plants?
Yeah.
That's
the segway! Yay!
So, speaking of killing, you have to kill zombies.
Speaking of headshots,
I think we have to write segways out, and eventually we'll just get into it.
Well, if we put them on a sheet of paper and, like, shoved them in everyone's face.
It's okay. We went from headshot to headshot. We're good.
Hey, for something completely different. We got the second person who's going to
sue us. Python's going to sue us now.
In a row.
Yeah.
I feel like they can't trademark that.
I had the movie, so.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
He just shut you down.
Eat it, John Cleese. I'll curve.
Well, I'd handle what I want.
You don't
want
to fuck with John Cleese. He was the pissy one of the group.
It's true.
So he's going to piss that.
He's going to piss on you.
So, I mean, like, you always suggest these things and don't tell us what they mean.
Well, no one asks
are
me.
Are we all, like, supposed to suggest
okay, well, I wrote it down in my fancy notepad.
You got a fancy notepad?
I have a fucking fancy notepad.
I need to take a picture of this one.
You deserve a career in journalism?
That'd be too. I do god-awful. I stole this, actually, so.
Oh.
Whoa, that's good. From where did you steal it?
My
how can I contact you?
All of your fancy notebooks.
I don't want any part of this.
It's from
Communitarians,
my
we do not condone stealing.
Unless the alarm
despite
just
his name literally being the thief.
Unless you can steal it and not admit to it, that's okay.
No. If the alarm doesn't go off, it's yours.
We in the community do not condone admitting to stealing.
Okay, first off, I'm going to explain real quick how I stole this. There was a bag in my school's campus store, and I opened the bag, so I was sitting there bored, hanging out with a friend, and just looking through it. And like there are 20 of these little notepads in there.
Does this story end with you taking it out of the bag?
Yes, I took it out of the bag, walked out of there.
We got it.
Hold on a second. All right. 3, 2, 1. Cool story, bro. Cool.
That was.
Yeah.
I hope somebody else would get that.
Then I went outside. I got my $5. And... But okay, for zombie plans, I wrote down a couple, like 4 different things that maybe we could talk about. What weapon or weapons would you want? Who would you want with you? Where would you go? And other supplies you'd want to make sure you had on you.
Is this because of that CDC thing where they you guys?
Oh my god, I saw that. That is awesome.
Does this mean zombies have jumped the shark? Now the CDC is on the.
Yeah, after Undead Nightmare, everybody was like, "All right, this is just too
they're
much."
They're like,
you heard about this?
No.
Yeah, the CDC made an official plan now for zombies.
Yeah.
It's not a good plan.
It was on Fox News though, so keep that in mind.
They posted it as like a zombie survival kit, but it's really just a good guide for any sort of disaster survival.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a way to kind of go viral, but why would they? They're government.
Hey, the government.
If I didn't talk to the CDC, I'm pretty sure I know who they are.
That's probably true.
Well, you know how like NYSEG advertises around here? NYSEG is the only person or only company we can get energy from, and they have freaking advertisements on TV. Like, choose NYSEG. We can only choose NYSEG.
Choose NYSEG.
Or else. Or else what? You're cold.
Choose NYSEG or live in a hole.
But,
ironically, not choosing NYSEG would not allow you to see those advertisements.
Choose NYSEG. We know you did.
Just a thank you for choosing NYSEG.
Yeah. The ad is, you've chosen NYSEG.
Come on, be serious. You did.
We paid $5 million taxpayer dollars just to have this ad. You've chosen NYSEG.
That's funny.
But personally, my only zombie plan is piggybacking off of Merc's because he's the only one with a decent one.
I do have one, yeah. I made one in high school.
Yeah, and it's pretty solid, so I think we're going to
leave it. If that's the case, then everybody...
What about weapons?
You're not... Okay.
Weapons.
My perfect weapon, if it's something realistic, I want a Shaolin Spade, which is... I've looked this up. I studied this weapon. It's a staff weapon that on one end has like a crescent curve blade. On the other end, the blade is like a fan. So you can use it for decapitation, hold off zombies, and you can dig a hole for them. And you can also use it for
I was going to say, no shit, a really heavy, sturdy shovel.
Get one of those entrenching shovel things.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, though they have sharp edges, I'd get that.
Mm-hmm. I would want a Desert Eagle.
See, I'd be scared to have anything with a gun.
You're foolish.
You
don't want a gun.
Dude, listen, I want a Desert Eagle and I want a melee weapon.
Okay, but the thing is, what I would get is I'd get a range.
I know you're out of ammo. I know that.
I get a close range, like, gun, long range gun, and then I get a melee weapon.
And for the record, I umpire baseball and softball games over the summer, so I always have a whole bunch of catcher's gear in my trunk, and I'm pretty mobile in it, so I'm gonna wear that. Protects most of the vital areas, the head, the neck,
ball.
The legs.
My roommate can make chainmail stuff.
How long is that gonna take?
No, what you want is shark mesh. I don't know where you get shark mesh.
You can probably buy that online. You go to Amazon. I'm
buying everything online. Yeah, you can buy everything online.
Kickass got his suit from like Amazon, so I think I can buy shark mesh.
That was literally a fictional account.
You can buy it in the comic book / movie, so you can buy it in real.
I wonder where Bruce Wayne got his bat.
Fucking. What shape do you want? Bat? Deal.
Yeah, because
Morgan Freeman.
Automobile. I'd like it to be bat.
You guys are forgetting Morgan Freeman is God, so he obviously let.
But then
him.
He checks. Yeah. He's like, "How are you gonna pay for this bat credit card?"
Shut the fuck
deal.
Up.
Deal.
Now.
Listen. Wayne Enterprises just went that all up to R&D. I don't want to hear it.